Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. The Energy Minister's outlining the government's plans to provide the country with reliable, cheaper and greener power. Chris Bowen's telling Press Club about some of Labor's plans to capture renewable energy as part of its Rewiring the Nation initiative.
They say the wind doesn't always blow and the sun doesn't always shine, and that's true everywhere. But across our country, it's normally blowing or shining somewhere. And improved transmission will help us get that renewable energy from wherever it's being generated at that time to where we need it.
He's also talking big changes to legislation and bipartisanship. Looking overseas, and two people have been charged and a third's likely to be charged following the deaths of more than 50 people found in a truck in Texas. The pair are facing firearms offences. A third person's reportedly still receiving treatment in hospital. Assistance has been requested from neighbouring counties as the medical examiner works through the huge number of bodies. Back home, and the findings from the inquest into the deaths of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her family are expected to be handed down today. Miss Clark and her three children were killed by her estranged husband in a car fire in 2020. The cash keeps coming through the registers. If the latest retail figures are anything to go by, turnover rose 0.8% in May, with growth across five of the six main industries. Department stores, cafes, restaurants and takeaway food spearheaded the sales. And the ancestors of human beings could be a lot older than first thought. Fossils found in a cave in South Africa suggest some of our primitive predecessors could have been around for 1 million years longer than previously estimated. Listener.